Dr. John Rumono, Director General for Preventive Health Services at South Sudan's Health Ministry, who also doubles as the Acting Incident Manager for COVID-19 Operations, says medical workers collected samples in April, May and June and were recently sent to the Uganda Virus Research Institute to be tested.
Out of 35 samples sent, 15 were sequenced, but out of those 15, four of them were Delta variant. We have the details of who those people are, but generally, yes, I think all of them came from outside the country. They are important.
This is the first time South Sudan has confirmed the Delta variant in the country. The Delta variant was also recently confirmed in Uganda and other neighboring countries.
Our fear is we are not testing enough. We now at the moment most of the tests are Juba centric, and also more than 60% are the tests. More than 60% of the samples coming from pre-travel testing.
Joseph Wamala, the emergency response officer at World Health Organization in South Sudan, is calling on the government to make sure that authorities are checking all of those entering the country are vaccinated to prevent the Delta variant from spreading in order to avoid the scenarios in neighboring countries where there has been a surge in confirmed cases and COVID deaths.
It's actually responsible for many of the transmission surges in the neighboring countries. And given that it has been reported here, I think it's only a matter of time when we will start seeing cases also going up. I think what this calls upon, this therefore call requires that as a country, one, we strengthen our measures at the points of entry to ensure that we enforce the SOPs at the points of entry.
SOPs are standard operating procedures aimed at preventing the spread of the virus. Wamala says the government needs to step up its communication efforts to ensure the public understands and adheres to the COVID-19 preventive measures. He says standard operating procedures require that people crossing into South Sudan at border points present valid COVID-19 negative certificates to health officials, and that those without certificates need to be checked for the virus. Wamala says the country's surveillance network should also be improved so that officials can detect any such of a transmission. He says authorities also need to improve quarantine and testing capacities, noting that most of the current tests being carried out occur among travelers.
We should also be able to investigate community deaths to rule out COVID. We also need to be looking into our readiness capacities. As I mentioned earlier, readiness capacities to manage cases. Many of the countries that are going through a surge currently have struggled with having enough oxygen to manage the severe and critical cases. So we need to also be looking into our capacities to provide enough oxygen to those who need it to survive.
Wamala says more South Sudanese should be vaccinated. The Health Ministry announced a few days ago that it ran out of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Healthy officials say another batch of vaccine doses will be delivered to the country on an unspecified date next month. Rumono says South Sudanese need to overcome the stigma attached to people who test positive for COVID-19.
That is one of the biggest challenges, which is making people not to call for help. That's one. Number two, people who are found positive, who are supposed to list their contact, also they are not forthcoming with listing their contact. That's another setback.
South Sudan healthy officials have confirmed that 191,070 testing samples have been collected across the country, with 10,967 confirmed COVID-19 cases and 117 deaths. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Udu in Juba.